The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And the isolation continues. And what are the odds it's actually a Wednesday? On the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Del Olale joining the show today in the Veritex Studios, and we'll be broadcasting from all over the great city of Houston. If you want to get in today, we'll try some phone calls. 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Del V2. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Unfortunately, no Twitch, so hopefully my Twitchers will get on the text line. And it's a Wednesday where we usually do things a little bit differently. When you call, text, Twitch, whatever, put odds on it. What are the odds this is going to be a long and lasting night, Mr. Hoffman?
A long and lasting night?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that means.
Oh, you never saw Pitch Black. It's like when they basically, when they know they're going to be trapped for a while, that was the line. So, yeah. So a movie reference you didn't get. Never mind. Great story.
Right over my head.
What's going on, Del? Happy to have you with us today, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate Aaron most of all. Aaron, probably second behind Nick as far as most dedicated producer, because Nick showed up when he didn't have to today. Aaron got me locked in, so I'm ready to go.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, we haven't had a...
Should work out. Wait, are they more dedicated than you, Del?
First of all, that's a dumb question, because certainly they are. And you think if I didn't have to show up at 6 o'clock or 6:30, I would show up at 6:30 to get ready for the bench? I think it's been proven the first 2 days of this that it's clearly not something I'm going to do.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, glad you're in today, and hopefully, you know, we can stay connected. I mean, I think it seems like we've had mostly success, keeping this thing running. We haven't had too many drops. I know Joel he dropped yesterday, but he hauled ass into the studio. So far, so good, I think. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I dropped one time yesterday, and I heard Raheel drop once this morning when we were had to go out and pick something up. But other than that, I mean, it sounded really good with those guys considering. So I feel like, at least we're doing what we can for the people. So not ideal, but guess what? We're here and having fun. So let's just do it. I actually had to go out today and, we ordered an iPad so that I could broadcast from home. And of course, it's too sophisticated for our equipment, so it's basically a waste. But we had to go to Best Buy to pick it up, and you order it there, and then you go in a line to pick it up. And the wife's like, hey, you want to come with me? And I'm like, well, no. She goes, don't you want to get out of the house? And I'm like, well, if I'd known it was to go wait in a line, hell no. So I'm starting to think that maybe.
Is it a car line or a people line?
A car line.
Okay. That's yeah. Bad then.
No, but, it's still. Well, it did give me a chance to listen to.
Because people lines, that's so February. Nobody does people lines anymore.
Yeah, no, I want no part of a people line. I'm getting into this social distancing thing, man. I want to make it 20 feet away from everybody. So, and I'm getting to where I don't want to go anywhere, and it's really weird because, it's hard to even know what day it is. It's like I'm going, oh, it's Wednesday already? It's just they all seem so similar. I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know if it's being locked in or what, but hopefully you're not dealing with any of that.
We're doing okay here. I mean, no one's, I haven't had any real problems here yet. So, but also my wife and kids leave me alone during the day.
Yeah, that's it's like I said yesterday, the wife and I have been practicing social distancing for years now. So this is easy for us. Works out really well. Cause I mean, I basically, there's a lot of routine. I mean, I'm still doing Sports Map and we're actually having a great day on Sports Map. So I get up and do that in the morning and get everything ready for the show. And so really not much has changed in that regard. And I'm just getting to where, hey, you know what, I'm happy just staying home. I'm going to get on my couch, and only problem is I'm probably eating too much and drinking too much, and I need to stop that and get my ass out on the trail and run some. But
I drank last night for the first time in a while, and it didn't go well for me this morning. I felt like crap.
Did you wake up thinking, uh-oh, man, somehow I drank the coronavirus?
Yeah, probably. But, of course, that's the case anytime, oh, I've got a headache, must be coronavirus. If you cough or sneeze, I'm like, oh, God, I'm dying. And then I realize, like, you know, a few days later, or a few hours later, I'm all right. I'm good.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm not, like, drinking, like, to blackout point or where I'm going to get sick or anything like that. But,
well, that's, you know, no fun.
But it's like, hey, if... You know, like, especially on the weekend, it's like I get up at 8 in the morning. It's like, well, I ain't got anything to do today. Let's pour a drink, you know?
Yeah.
So, not healthy. And, you know, it's one of those things that I hope everybody kind of is cautious about because, well, you know, a lot of us are in that boat. It's like you get bored, you drink, and, you know, sit around and eat too much. So, tomorrow I'm starting a new leaf. I'm going to make sure that I get out and run. I'm going to cut way back on what I'm eating. The drinking's not going to slow down, though. So, 713 says, today's the first nice day we've had in a while. Been outside all day enjoying the weather. About the only positive lately. And yeah. 832 says,
it's too hot for me.
Well, in the sun it is. Yeah, I took the dogs out a couple times. And as long as you're in the shade, it's really nice. But once you get in the sun, it's like, I'm not ready for this. It's too early. That's a early summer weather there. So what's going on with you besides coronavirus?
No, that's it. Just coronavirus. That's all that's happening in the world. Everyone knows that, Fred. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I think it's it was funny when that Trevor Lawrence story broke last night that, you know, everybody jumps on it. Oh, the evil NCAA. If you didn't see it, Trevor Lawrence set up a GoFundMe to help people and it shut down and everybody said, "Oh, the NCAA shut him down." And the truth of the story is the Clemson compliance guy asked him to shut it down until he could check with the NCAA, and the NCAA said fine. But you had all these headlines about the evil NCAA trying to keep a kid from helping out.
I mean, you have to admit that's something the NCAA would suspend somebody over.
Oh, yeah. No question. But, yeah, and so the whole narrative becomes, well, they got the negative reaction, so they changed course. But the reality is it was a little bit different than that, but people are so bored right now, even media people. That's what they're doing. So, yeah, I saw you even talking about doing a couple podcasts.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm actually going to. I thought I was, again, like I said, I was drinking last night. And I was like, maybe I'll do podcasts. But then I said I might do them. And then a bunch more people asked me to do their podcasts. And then I was like, oh, maybe it's a horrible idea.
Yeah, because that's, although, if there's not too much to do here, you'll probably, you know, you may want to do some stuff like that. Right now, I've still got enough real work that it's not a big deal. And by the way, there's a lot of great stuff on Sports Map today. And our buddy Courtney, who works with us, did a little thing on workouts you can do from home and stuff like that that's on there. And, of course, Deshaun Watson stuff is just blowing up. So kind of business as usual on Sports Map. So as long as that stays, of course, at some point we're going to quit having stuff to talk about because there's just, you know, there's just nothing. And now, I guess up until the NFL draft, maybe we'll be okay. But
yeah.
I'm more worried about that than I am this show because we can talk beer or whatever. In fact, today
I'm going to
have a couple of Eighth Wonder Dome foams, and each day I'm going to support one of the local breweries. So today it's Eighth Wonder.
All right. My biggest issues with this whole thing is, all the breweries that are doing to-go stuff, they're all stopping to-go sales at like 6 or 7 o'clock. So by the time I'm done doing my show, I can't go get beer.
Well, you just have to go get it before the show.
I'm still doing some work.
Yeah, well,
I don't have the life of leisure that you have, Fred.
It's not really leisure. It's just almost 99% of my job outside of the show I can do from home. And now that I can do the show from home, I may never see you guys again.
Maybe not.
I may just stay here. I'm actually enjoying it. So, but again, that's going to get old too. I mean, it's, you know, there is something to being in studio that makes for a better show. But I think, you know, I thought yesterday's went well, and we'll just make adjustments as we go. And you know, and I think in a week or so, nobody's going to be able to tell the difference. So we'll see how that goes. Want to do a quick shout out to the crew DeRue from Galveston, and they're sort of the unofficial crew of Mardi Gras for donating $100 today to
nice.
Our employee assistance fund. And we've raised over $1,000 now. So, and that's mostly $10 increments. So really appreciate everybody's help. I need one of my rich friends out there to jump in. But if you're interested, just email me, fower975@gmail.com. I'll send you the short stories, and you can, you know, donate a few bucks, and I'll give you a shout out on air. And Jerry Bowe and I are working on something pretty cool for the Blitzers. We still working on the logistics, but we think we're going to put an online poker tournament together for everybody. So we just got to find the right platform to use. So if you guys have used one, hit Jerry Bowe up and let him know. We've looked at Poker Bros and PP Poker and PokerStars.net, and we're just trying to find the right one where we can actually put a tournament together where everybody can go play, and it'll give us something to do on the weekend. So hopefully that'll be fun. And we're also talking about live streaming commentary and handicapping for the races. So people are going to bet the horses. Just, you know, they'll get some free handicapping advice. May not be good advice, but it'll be advice. So that's what I spent a lot of the day doing, was working with him to try to get this stuff going. So not, you know, just trying to keep up with things to stay busy with.
No, you can't hear. So the, Fred can't hear the music, so we're going to break, Fred.
Oh, okay, yeah, for some reason, I can hear everything except the music that cues up to go to break. Everything else is just fine. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One third of us is live from the Veritex Bank Studios. Hoffman is at Hoffman Estates. I'm at Stately Falcon Manor. And we're bringing you The Blitz, as always, on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Somebody asking me, am I pacing like an evil genius again? Yes. You know what? You know how when Lance gets a phone call from one of his mini scouts, how he just basically paces all around the office? That's kind of me right now. I'm just like pacing back and forth. So, I don't know why. For some reason, standing up, I have to keep moving. So, Dell, this has to be like easy for you. I mean, you've been practicing social distancing forever. You got to be thriving, man.
Yeah, you remember that Bane quote where he talks about Batman embracing the darkness? I was born in social distancing. This is my this is who I am.
We've merely adopted.
You've merely adopted it. This is the easiest thing. Look, I'm not gonna pretend like I don't get what's happening for some people, but for me, it's like, oh, all I have to do is go home, eat and watch Netflix, I'm good. Thank you. Actually, you're doing me a favor. No excuses made to tell people I don't want to hang out with them. Hey, man, the government told me I had to stay home. Sorry.
I love it. I mean, this is your time. You're Bane. You just got to get Gotham blown up before Batman gets there. So what is this Twitter thing you got on yesterday, AJ?
I have no idea. What Twitter thing?
Some guy, you were threatening to fight or something.
Oh, yeah, some guy wanted to fight me over Trump. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a troll account. It's like apparently it's the same guy that Alex Bregman ended up saying was a flea on his nutsack, if you remember. I think it's the same guy, is what people were telling me. But he wanted me to come fight him at Pub Fiction in Midtown. And he said, I want to test that glass jaw. He said, you think you're so tough. I just want to test that glass jaw one time. To which I said, anybody who talks like this is probably 5'8" or less. You probably can't reach my jaw. And that got him even more riled up. And eventually I blocked him. I probably let it go on too long. But people are acting wild in these. In you know, with all the shelter-in-place stuff, it's making people go crazy. It's the quarantine flu.
Well, they were already crazy. I mean, yeah. It's just worse now. But, yeah, I'd be willing to bet that dude significant amount of money. He's not going to hit you as hard as Timmy the R-Word did, and you didn't even stagger. You just kind of looked at him and beat his ass. So, pretty sure your jaw could take it.
I'd be all right, I think. Also, I try not to make it a habit of just going to bars and fighting listeners. That's usually not a good move.
Well, there have been a couple times where they've wanted to come to the bar and fight you and then didn't show up. So there's that.
Well, that's happened before, too. I don't know why people like to fight me. I just want to be friends with everybody.
Well, why would they? I mean, frankly, if you're going to fight somebody, you'd want to beat up an old man like me or pick a fight with Dell. I wouldn't want to pick a fight with a guy who's been in the octagon. I mean,
well, beat up Fred.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to die anyway. Who cares?
Right.
Oh, but the problem is, I don't want to fight you. I just want to be an old hippie. I'm going to just grow my hair long and my beard long and be Lebowski and, you know, never leave the room again.
That's like me. I just want to get along with everybody now.
So we said people are going insane because they can't get attention in the open.
I think
most of these guys, I think that's part of it, and I think most of these guys are also, I mean, they try to get attention on Twitter, and now there's just not a lot else to talk about that's not coronavirus related. So let's go out and see what kind of attention we can get. But it's nice that you and Alex Bregman have something in common. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's the first thing ever.
What people are going through now is what they warn you about in Alaska, cabin fever. Maybe. And, you know, I get it. I get people like to go out and do things and have fun and, you know, be social and pick fights with strangers at Pub Fiction. But, you know, there's not a whole lot wrong with just staying at home and finding other things to do with your time. Now, I'm more worried about people not getting paid and what that's going to look like. I mean, that I'm very concerned about. But just in general, if you can work from home, still get paid, this isn't a bad thing. And we got to get this thing under control so we can all get back to our lives. Somebody was saying, should all the sports just cancel 2020? I don't think you need to do that yet, but I wanted to ask you, because I started thinking about this today. One of the things that you've always kind of been a proponent for in some of these leagues is contraction. Do you think if this does go on a bit, that might become a reality for some,
like, franchises
some
will fold?
Teams? Yeah.
I mean, I think the problem with it is that there's a lot of these teams that have contracts with their buildings. So, I mean, unless some team just happens to be, their contract just happens to be over, and they can, or they've got an out on it, it seems unlikely. But yeah, it wouldn't be a bad time to do something like that.
Well, but if you actually fold a business, then it's basically just yeah, that I don't know law, but I know that you can't. I mean, basically, the contract would be void if there's no team, and I'm sure there's some kind.
You'd
of
have to go bankrupt, though.
That.
I'm sure, right?
Well, I mean, like,
would you have to file bankruptcy?
Because
I'm sure these guys don't want to do that unless they absolutely have to.
No, but bankruptcy is not really as bad as it sounds. It's just restructuring and reducing what you're paying vendors and stuff like that. Because, well, as you recall, we went through that at Cumulus. And, of course, well, I think that was before you got there is when they went into bankruptcy. And basically,
yeah, I think Clear Channel's been in bankruptcy like 15 times. I don't really know what it means because they keep buying up radio stations. I'm not sure how it works.
Well, all I know
is
what it means.
iHeart.
Yeah. Well, I only know that when I was there, I was considered a vendor, so guess who didn't get paid? So, because they didn't want to hire me as an employee. But, no, I think there's a big difference between that and just simply dissolving a franchise. I mean, you can have a deal, but it doesn't do any good if there's no franchise. And I don't think that's impossible as we move forward. If this does go to where those leagues don't have any games, and I know they make a lot of money, but they're also spending a lot of money. And it's just, you know, like everybody was getting on the NHL for cutting back salaries because, oh, well, they make like $5 million a month. Well, they're not making $5 million a month right now.
Nope.
And, you know, the way those contracts are, a lot of that goes, you know, they basically split it evenly between the money goes to teams and players. And when you don't have any income, and look, every company's going through this. It's not just sports leagues. I mean, we're dealing with it. Everybody's dealing with it. When, you know, our revenue flow is going to go down here because we don't have advertisers, and everybody is going to have to deal with that. And I don't see why these sports leagues would be any different, because, frankly, I just think that if this goes on for a while, that's a lot of money they're losing. And, you know, sure, the owners can afford it because they're billionaires, but they didn't get to be billionaires by dumping a bunch of money into something that's losing.
Right.
So.
Or something that's not even playing.
Right, right. Philip says, I'm so ready for dinner and a movie with my wife. Date night got quarantined. You know, you guys can do that at home.
Yeah, just order pizza and watch Netflix.
Yeah, and that's what the rest of us are doing.
Yeah, watch Tiger King. That's romantic. Chicks love that.
Yeah. Have you got on that yet?
No, I haven't yet. I'm going to. Actually, I'm not going to tonight either because I got 1917's available, so I'm going to watch that.
Oh, is that now available for rent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll jump on that too then because I've been waiting for that. But yeah, it's funny because you're usually the first guy on
But I've already I already know the story. That's why I'm not going crazy about it, because I already know the story.
Yeah, you know this, but I'll just tell you visually, it's entirely different because unlike the podcast, these people were following him around the whole time. You see it unfold.
Yeah, now, I'm sure, and I do have the sort of the fear of missing out. Like everybody, especially when everybody while we're all quarantined, everybody on Twitter's talking about it. And mostly everything I've seen is stuff I already knew anyway. I already know how crazy the dude was. But I do kind of have that that need to see what's going on.
See, you know what this is? This is like when I read a book and then watch the show, and I won't watch the show because I've already read the book. This is what
you're
doing
with now?
The podcast.
That's me now. Yeah.
Dale, have you gotten on that yet?
I'm sorry. I was pulling audio. I couldn't hear. I had to turn down the conversation a little bit.
Have you gotten on the Tiger King yet?
I've listened to about 3 podcasts because that's kind of what I'm doing to pass the time when I'm at home. And every podcast I've listened to has been talking about it. So that'll be something I'll watch tonight. I'll probably power through that tonight.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick watch. The first 4 episodes are fantastic. The last 2 are kind of slow. I wish that they had done it in maybe 1 fewer episode. But other than that, I mean, it's just... Yeah, it's just so bizarre, and if you already know the story like AJ does, you know how weird it is, but they do such a good job of, at the end of each episode, dropping another bombshell that's even weirder, all the way up to the last 2. So I think you guys will enjoy it, and you know, it's interesting to see everybody talking about it, and for once, I was like the first one to see it when it came, because right when it popped, I watched it, and I'm like, wow, what the hell is this? So... 713-780-ESPN. Tight asking if we're doing Weed Wednesday. I'm going to hold off on that. We got plenty of time. There's plenty of time for me to get high doing a show at home.
Yeah, let's wait till we get to emergency mode.
Yeah, yeah. Right now, we still got stuff. We're fine. But when that does happen, I'll let you know. And it'll be entertaining. But my hope is, and I don't know because it changes every day. My hope is it's only a couple of weeks. But... the realist in me expects us to be doing this until probably May, but I hope that's not the case. I mean, I hope at some point. All right, music playing. Thank you, Dell. That's just weird because as soon as you cut off my mic, I hear the music. So we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. We'll try the phone line, see how it works. I think it'll go okay. And you can always text us. You know all the ways to get in touch. But broadcasting live from home. So any new Texan stuff for you today, Mr. Hoffman?
New Texan stuff?
Yeah. In terms of, because Twitter's still blowing up over this Watson stuff, and he hasn't said anything beyond what he did yesterday. And it's kind of like now the speculation's getting even bigger. I'm curious if your thoughts have changed at all,
well,
or if you've seen anything else.
He did tweet some new lyrics today.
I did not see that.
Oh, well, yeah. You got to keep up with the lyrics that Deshaun is tweeting. Today he tweeted, let me pull up the exact lyric. Yeah, don't deal with the lies and the frauds. That's why I don't get involved. What's up?
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
Delightfully cryptic.
Okay.
I like it.
Dell, do you got any hidden meaning on that tweet?
No.
Well,
younger man, we're too old to understand that stuff.
Oh, I don't think that's very hidden. I mean, you could figure out. I guess you could try to figure out who he thinks is a liar, but he's talking about probably his career and it's related to that. But are you a fan of your quarterback being a subtweeter?
I kind of like it. Yeah, I'm okay with it. Especially in times like this.
Where he's providing content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm totally okay with it.
Well, and especially because it's he's subtweeting Bill O'Brien, which is I think is always good.
Yeah, I really, honestly, and we talked about this a lot yesterday, and Dell, I'd be curious what you think, but I have no problem with it. Usually I'm not a fan of that because it's kind of a bitch thing to do most of the time. But I think with this, considering, I'm totally okay with it. I think you have to take everyone separately. Part of it's because I cannot stand Bill O'Brien, and I think that move was so stupid. But you know what? I'm all right with it, and you know, I think more people, if we're going to line these guys up in the wrestling ring and go WWE style, it's pretty obvious who the heel's going to be. The people are going to be behind Deshaun. But I'm curious what you think, Del.
I think I'm with you, and it matters about the case. I always remember when Arian Foster was actually really good. He was an eccentric ball player, but then when he wasn't so good, he was weird and strange and get him out of my team. So the Deshaun thing doesn't bother me because he has a foil that everyone wants to take shots at. And I think he knows that. I mean, if Bill O'Brien was well-liked, Deshaun would probably keep any issues he had with him to himself.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would do this kind of stuff, which is another reason why I'm totally okay with it, because he obviously has a good reason. And shameless plug, I wrote a column about that for SportsMap today. Something we talked about yesterday, if he really wants to leave, would anyone blame him? And I wouldn't. We've all been in untenable work situations and in places where if we had an option and wanted out, then we would take it. But, you know, in this case, his options are limited unless he forces a trade. And if he does, I think that's it in terms of even the most hardcore fans. I would be stunned if Bob the Texan or Texan Jimmy or anybody like that continued to support this team if they forced Deshaun out of the organization.
Well, that's kind of the way. I don't understand. If you're Cal McNair, at this point, you've got to realize which one of those two guys between Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien is more important to the long-term success of your business. Not just your football team. I'm talking about your actual business. And to me, it's not even debatable, because we know how hard it is to find a guy like Deshaun Watson, a guy that you feel like you can build a franchise around. Trust me, there's plenty of bad coaches in the league. They're not hard to come across. Good quarterbacks, they're hard to find. Bad coaches, bad GMs, they're a dime a dozen.
Well, let me ask you this from a business perspective. How many number 10 jerseys or number 4 jerseys or number 99 jerseys do people buy with Bill O'Brien's name on it?
Zero.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you're really making good business decisions, that's part of it. I mean, those guys, you've been in that park. You've seen how many jerseys there are for those three guys.
Yeah.
You start chasing those off. You think people are going to buy a John Weeks jersey or Kaimi Fairbairn or Nick Martin? Good luck with that.
Right.
And to me, that's a business decision, and it's not a good one. So that's why I think people are up in arms. I mean, you support the team. You buy tickets. You go to all the games. You go to all the stuff. You spend $300 on a number 10 jersey, and suddenly it's gone. I mean, that's another reason why people are pissed off. Plus, there's no way you can justify this trade. And I've read every single angle about this from people trying to defend it, and it's just indefensible. They're trying so hard to make it look, oh, he wanted too much money and we couldn't pay him, so we had to make a decision. You had 3 years, pal, and you could have restructured that contract anyway. And if you're saving the money, well, go sign Laremy Tunsil and Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Quit giving me this. We have to sign these guys so we can't keep Hopkins. That's crazy. 713-780-ESPN. Can I quick shout out to Tyler and Eric for donating to our cause and picking up their copy of Falcon Tales, which I got my first criticism today from a guy who bought it. He didn't like the ending.
Did he demand his money back?
Well, no. Okay, just so you know, I'm sending it to anybody who asks for it. You don't have to donate. So, yeah, of course, it's the guy who got it for free who didn't like the ending. I'm kind of like, we just have different tastes because I think it was the absolutely perfect way to end the story. And, you know, there's very few times where I'll say, hey, I really think I got this right. This is a way to do it. And I thought the ending was perfect. He's like, I wasn't satisfied with the ending. And I'm like, oh, man, come on. And guys, if you want it and you can't afford to donate, I'll send it to you for free. I mean, I just want people to have something to do and something to read. And, you know, but, I mean, just if you're not going to pay me, please don't tell me that the ending sucks. That's all. It's like when we give out free picks and people kill us for our free picks, but the guys who pay for them rarely say anything.
You're right.
It's pretty much the same thing. So I get it if you didn't like it, but, you know, it's just kind of like, And I'm not, and the other thing, too, is if you're too embarrassed to say you can't donate, just say, hey, man, can I get a copy? And I'll send you the PayPal information and everything, and you just don't have to do it. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I'm not here trying. I just want to keep people entertained. There's very few things that we can actually do right now. So just trying to raise money for some of our employees who are going to get hit pretty hard. And if not, give you something to be entertained with. But all I ask is that, you know, I'm more than happy to have a critical discussion with you. But, you know, when the email starts with the ending of that sucks, that's not really a critical discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So curious what you think. If Jerry and I can put this together, is that something you would be interested in? We sent out a Twitter poll, and there's been an overwhelming response. But what we'd like to do is like a $50 tournament, and we're going to have to set up PayPal and Venmo and all that stuff
right.
for that, and ask for, but, you know, optional $10 donation, which we would put into this fund that we're doing. So it'd be $60, and you'd play for the $50. And we'd set it up online. We'd do it on a Saturday afternoon. We'd make it like a six-hour tournament if it goes the whole way, depending on how many players we get, obviously. But, you know, and if it works out, we'll do another one the next week until we're not stuck in our houses anymore. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Sure.
Because, you know, we just have to find, and right now, like I said, we're going through a lot of different possibilities because we don't want people to have to pay for a site to get on. I mean, which, you know, we may not be able to keep from doing that, but like there's a couple sites where you have to buy coins and things like that. And we don't really want that. So we're trying to get that set up, but Jerry's working on that and just, you know, something to bide the time a little bit. And because I am starting to miss poker. God, I wish Poker Stars was still legal here.
I there's like a push to get it legalized in other states now, like to get it legalized in every state.
I am almost at the point where I'm going to call one of my IT friends to help me get an IP address that I don't know what they call it, but because as long as I log in from a Canadian IP address, I can play Poker Stars.
Right.
Because I have an account up there. So I'm this close to doing that. But if we can find something like this and maybe just create a community and, you know, then maybe it grows into some other stuff while we're just playing, while we're waiting for all this to end. And, you know, this was so much easier during Ike because while I was on lockdown for 2 weeks, I had Poker Stars. So,
all
right, we're going to take a quick break. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. Yeah, that went weird because suddenly I couldn't hear anything at all, so I thought I dropped. But apparently I'm here. So, A.J., say something so I can see if I can hear you. Yeah, I can't hear A.J. So
I can hear you, Dell. I just can't hear Fred. I can't hear the station.
But I can hear A.J. So something.
So the issue is neither one can hear each other.
Now I can hear you. I can hear the station.
There we go.
Okay. Okay.
There we go. We're good. So obviously that was a that was something that affected both of us. But we're back. And, yeah, we're going to have little things like that, guys. It's just going to happen. We'll muddle through because we have no choice. So
that's right.
Did you see what Bruce Arians is doing about Jameis Winston?
Trying to help him find a job.
Yeah. You know what? Why can't we have a coach like that? I mean,
he's Bill O'Brien is that
charming
coach. Look how easy. I mean, no. He went and found he found DeAndre Hopkins a new job.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, no big deal. He found Jadeveon Clowney a new job.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah, the problem is those guys could still play.
Listen, I mean, you can't. Now you're splitting hairs, Fred. You either want a guy who gets him a job or not.
Well, I really like Bruce Arians. I mean, he's the guy's charming. He's a good coach. He does get his quarterbacks killed, and I think he also had a little bit to do with all those interceptions because he basically has this grip it and rip it offense, and you know that's not ideal for guys. But, you know, he just seems like a good dude and a likable dude. Man, I'd rather go 7-9 with that than 9-7 with Bill O'Brien. And maybe that's a loser mentality, but that's kind of how I feel about it.
Well, I don't disagree. I mean, if you're going to be mediocre, at least be mediocre and likable. Bill O'Brien's he's not likable.
You know, what's funny is none of this may matter. I mean, we may not even start the season on time. And if there is a season, it may be abbreviated. And we have no clue. And yet, you know, we're up in arms over this. But I think people should be. I mean, if they're not, then are we really that blind? Are we just going to blindly say, oh, it's okay. They're the Texans. I'm going to wear my Toro shirt. It's all fine. Thank you, Texans. Love you. And I don't get it. I don't. And, you know, I do think, though, and I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, discretionary income is not going to be what it was.
I'm telling you.
I think we will see some empty seats this year. And not because people just didn't show up, but because people didn't renew. And
yep.
I hope Cal McNair looks at that and goes, you know what they're going to do, though. Oh, well, it's just because of the whole coronavirus thing. The business is down. You know, we'll ride it out. No, it's because of that little butt chin dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Because let's face it. I mean, if this was, you know, Kansas City, you know, if they had a likable coach with a great quarterback and they were winning, if at all possible, people would maintain their season tickets. Here, they're giving him an excuse. They're giving you a reason not to keep him.
Exactly. And I think they're going to see results from that. And like I said, I think you sell fewer jerseys, you sell a lot less stuff, and suddenly your business isn't what it was. And, you know, you've got to take a good hard look at why. And, you know, I just don't know. I don't trust them enough to do that. I don't trust anyone in that organization enough to look at it and say, oh, no, this is just because, you know, economy's down because of the coronavirus. It's not because we let this guy have all this power and do all this. And, you know, I just wish somebody could give me a real, honest assessment as to why this makes sense. Because I haven't seen anything close. No matter how much people try, no matter how much O'Brien leaks to his buddies. And, you know, somebody says, to be fair, the only kicker getting his jersey bought is maybe Justin Tucker.
Yeah,
that's
greatest kicker
true.
Of all time.
So, a couple people on the text line asking me what's the best way to contact me about the short story. Just send me an email, or DM me on Twitter. Either way, FAOUR975@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to hook you up. So, this is, I will donate $20 U.S. American if AJ says you suck in ASMR.
Fred, you suck.
Oh, man. So he says Bill O'Brien would have the worst team in Madden Connected franchise. So, yeah, honestly, man, I'm not being a smartass here. I just want somebody to give me an explanation that makes sense. And if you're going to tell me it was about the money, I'm sorry, but that doesn't add up and it doesn't make any sense. And if there was something more, better not be about baby mamas. Because now you're kind of getting, you know, you're getting into an area there where it's like, don't know. So I just walked back by somebody's backyard, Frank's backyard downtown. There are about 15 people drinking on the patio. Might have to see if I can join it. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, listen, if I can stay home and, you know, yeah, I'm probably going to walk over and pick up some dinner and a couple drinks tonight after the show. But I'm coming straight home. I'm not going to sit out on the patio with 15 people. In fact, I don't want to be near anybody. Don't do that. You don't need that. You know, this is one thing that you can actually use Twitter for. If you want to get into a conversation, just make it a decent one. You know, here's your chance.
I think it's the time to live like Dell and just don't talk to people.
No, I think Dell's got it nailed. I mean, I really do. And you know, Dell, you're way ahead of your time, man. Look, I mean, you've been like this since I've known you for however many years. This has been you. This is perfect for you.
People attacked me. Oh, you don't do anything. What kind of life do you have? Well, I was. Guys, follow my lead. We'll make it through this. I mean, it's not that difficult. It's really easy to not hang around with people. You got your family. Understand that. I guess you have to do that. I mean, I would advise against it, but since you've already started one, you can't kick them out now. But if you have them with you, that's all you need. And if they're annoying, which I imagine they will be, lock the door. Go in a room and lock the door.
I'll tell you what my big adjustment has been. I'm texting more often with my friends. And, you know, that's it. It's like, so we're not sitting at the bar having a beer talking about this. We're just texting back and forth. Like, you know, Jerry and I did that the other night while we were betting the ponies. It was fun. It would be like if we were sitting in the bar together betting the races. Well, I mean, it's not much of an adjustment. You're not even a big texter, though.
No, I would ask that people leave me alone completely. But there are things with work that I guess you have to talk to me. But even if you need to look at a human being, you know that there are options where you can go FaceTime, you can go Zoom. There are so many things you can do if you have to look at someone. It's not that difficult, people. That's all I'm saying. Find a way to get it done.
I'm not soliciting content here or anything, but I really think a Dell's guide to how to deal with this for SportsMap would be perfect.
Dell's guide is simple. It's don't do it.
Yeah, what guy?
It's a short story. Don't do it.
I know there's sometimes a word limit that you're looking for, but really it's, hey, guys, most people suck. You don't need to deal with them. Hang out at home. And done. I mean, I have never understood. Well, human beings are social people, so I get the need to be around people. But this is an easy thing. There's so many things in this world that you can watch at home, and you can still talk to those people from home. Get it done, everybody. The Harris County shouldn't have had to tell anyone. If you would have followed my plan, Sylvester Turner wouldn't have had to enact the shut it down, a shelter in place. The Dell plan would have been just fine. In fact, I think he should rename it that.
You know what? I think Dell is the hero we need right now. Yeah. I really do. So,
but not the one you deserve, clearly.
You know what? Maybe not the one we wanted. But no, I think you are the one we deserve. I mean, this is, you know, the reason they had to do this is because people weren't listening. And then the real D Green says, way to go, Fred. You're going to get the back porch busted. They should. They should be busted.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. I mean, look, I'm more than willing to stretch the rules on things sometimes. But you don't need to do this. Just go pick up whatever it is you want to pick up and go home and sit in front of. This is what I don't get. We're just being asked to sit our fat asses on the couch and watch TV for a while. How is that a bad thing?
I mean, obviously there's some downside to it. I mean, from an economic standpoint, but it is pretty simple to me. Like, to stop everybody from dying, just stay home. It's not a very difficult conversation for me.
No, I totally get the economic thing, and I'm very concerned about that, and that's why we're trying to do what we can. But you know, the reality is you have to do it anyway. So, why go and do something like that and endanger other people and extend this thing even farther than it's already going to be extended when there's no need for it? And Gotta Grind says Dell 2020. I would vote for Dell tomorrow.
I don't know, but I'm not going that far.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about my economic plan because you think China has a problem with that one child only thing. I would be like one child per every four people. So you don't want to hear from me.
No, I like that idea. I like that idea. We have too many people, and I think just allowing this thing to kill the old people is not a good idea, because what's going to happen? Everybody who's locked up now is going to have more babies, and they're just going to replace them, and then we're going to have to deal with them for the next 80 years.
Yeah.
All right, is there music playing?
There is.
I kind of guessed just because of the time. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. 1 hour in the books, having fun. Hope you guys are too. What are the odds? Wednesday on the Blitz. We'll be right back.
This is ESPN 97.5.